Good morning. So it looks like we're going to switch gears and discuss water quality. I'd like to start out with a map of the United States displaying water hardness levels, and this map is measuring water hardness as calcium carbonate. Calcium carbonate's often used as a measure of water hardness as well as magnesium. However, for this presentation, I'm going to be considering all cations. And you can see that in West Texas, where this research is currently being conducted, we are in a high water hardness zone, and that's 181 to 250 parts per million of calcium carbonate for this particular graph. Cation antagonism of glyphosate has been documented in the past. You start to see literature on this work in the late 70s, and then it seems that there's been a renewed interest in the past several years. Calcium, magnesium, zinc, manganese, and iron have shown to have antagonism of glyphosate in numerous weed species and numerous crops. So what exactly is hard water antagonism of glyphosate? What is going on in our spray solution? The blue box here is a glyphosate molecule, and the red circle above it is a cation that could potentially bind to glyphosate. In this situation, I'm again using calcium, which occurs in the highest concentrations when we're looking at water hardness. Calcium could potentially bind to either this carboxyl group or this phosphate group. And once calcium binds to glyphosate, that complex has a difficult time binding to EPSP synthase, which is our site of action. There are a few ways we can overcome antagonism of glyphosate, one of those being the addition of ammonium sulfate. So that's ammonia and sulfate. When we add ammonium sulfate to our irrigation water prior to application, what happens is ammonium sulfate disassociates, and sulfate, which is an anion, is able to bind to any potential cations that might be present in the sample. If ammonia does bind to glyphosate over a cation, that complex doesn't have as difficult time binding to EPSP synthase, so we still have a level of efficacy. Another way to overcome antagonism is reverse osmosis water, or RO water, you might have heard it. Reverse osmosis water is a water filtration system, and it consists of applied pressure that moves water through a semipermeable membrane, and that semipermeable membrane will reject some of the cations that might be present in irrigation water. Anywhere from 85 to 98% are some of the characteristic quotes that I have here on this table on the left for cations that we're interested in, such as sodium, calcium, iron, zinc. There are a few factors that go into how well an RO system is using, the quality of that system, its age, and what kind of pressure you have going into the unit. So to do some work on RO systems and glyphosate antagonism due to cations, there were 23 water sources collected from 14 counties in West Texas in the fall of 2011. From these water sources, five were selected based on not only their total water hardness numbers, so these values on the right-hand side, this is total water hardness, the addition of all of the cations present in the samples, and then also we picked out some that stood out. So for example, sample 11, you see that it has relatively high concentrations of calcium, magnesium, and manganese. And then our control, which is an RO sample taken from Texas AgriLife Research Center in Lubbock, and that was a relatively new RO system. So you can see that the system is working and total water hardness, we only have a value of 11 parts per million. There are three main objectives to this research. One, to determine if glyphosate efficacy is in fact affected by water carrier source, and then also to determine if the addition of ammonium sulfate can improve our efficacy of glyphosate when our water quality is poor or when we have hard water. And then also to determine if there's a benefit in using RO water, which is really why this research was initiated. The field design was a randomized complete block design with four replications. Our three factors are those five water sources that were selected from the 23, and then glyphosate rate at two rates, 11 and 22 ounces per acre. So we have our recommended 22 ounces per acre, and then we reduce that. And then also the presence or the absence of ammonium sulfate. So the first trial was volunteer wheat control, and this application was in the spring of 2012. Volunteer wheat was about 6 inches. I'll break down the graph for you. On the y-axis, we have percent control, 0 to 100, and then our water sample numbers. I don't have underneath those values of water sample the actual parts per million of the cations for you for the sake of this presentation and how early we are in these experiments. I urge you to just pay attention to, are we seeing differences in samples? And then all of the light gray bars, and this will be consistent throughout the presentation, that's our reduced rate, the half X rate, and then the blue bars are recommended rate. And then anytime you see a dashed line, that's going to be ammonium sulfate was present. So for this first study, we did not see a sample effect. However, there was a glyphosate rate by ammonium sulfate interaction, and efficacy increased with increasing glyphosate rate and also the presence of ammonium sulfate. A second volunteer wheat control study, about a month later, plants are a little bit taller. We saw the same trend that as ammonium sulfate was present, we had an increase in efficacy, and then also sample came into the picture. So there was a sample by rate interaction, and you can see sample 11 was efficacy was greater compared to 7, and then also sample 11 was greater compared to 18. Oh, I'm sorry, 11 compared to RO, so that's our control. Kochia control, about that same year in the spring, no sample effect like in the first volunteer wheat study. However, we did see the same trend that efficacy increased with increasing glyphosate rate and use of AMS. You might be noticing that control is overall fairly low, and that's due to the fact that it was very hot and dry late spring, early summer. Palmer amaranth control is the final species that we looked at in the field. The format is the same for this graph, and there was actually a sample by rate by ammonium sulfate interaction for this first Palmer amaranth trial. And I realized that three-way interactions are typically difficult to interpret. I thought it was relevant when I looked at the numbers. I thought I was making sense of it. So I'm going to show you that interaction, and that's occurring at the half X rate of glyphosate without ammonium sulfate. And you can see that water sample 10 is significantly lower compared to the other samples, and sample 11 is also significantly lower compared to sample 7 and our RO treatment. A second Palmer amaranth study, plants were about double in size, were a month later in the year, and efficacy again increased with increasing glyphosate rate and use of AMS, the same trend that has been brought up in all the trials so far, and sample also had an effect on efficacy. In this situation, sample 7 was less than sample 11 as far as efficacy goes. Sample 10 was also less than 11, and sample 10 had a reduced in efficacy compared to the RO treatment. In summary, for the field trials, there were differences in efficacy among water samples for the second volunteer wheat trial and both of the Palmer amaranth studies. Treatments including RO water did not significantly increase efficacy, and an increase in glyphosate rate, as you might expect, and the presence of ammonium sulfate increased glyphosate control. To continue from the field trial research and get an idea of not only is water hardness possibly affecting efficacy, but what cations are we specifically looking at? Which ones are responsible for this decrease in control? And at what concentrations do we observe cations decreasing glyphosate control? And then again, to look at whether or not an increase in glyphosate rate and or the addition of ammonium sulfate can offset some of this antagonism. So far, only two cations have been studied in the greenhouse. The first is calcium. Like I said, this often occurs in the highest concentrations in hard water. You're looking at data 28 days after treatment. Calcium concentration did have an effect on efficacy, and efficacy increased with increasing glyphosate rate and the use of ammonium sulfate. I would like to add, if you look on the x-axis, now we're away from water sample, we're looking at calcium concentration specifically. I would say that I think I shot a little low as far as calcium concentrations go. Much of the literature is documenting antagonism at higher rates, so currently this work is being repeated at higher levels of calcium concentrations. And biomass, there was actually a three-way interaction among all the factors for this as well, and it's the same trend that we previously saw in the Palmer trial, and that's at the half X rate of glyphosate, 11 ounces per acre, without the presence of ammonium sulfate, we see very little control. So that spike, we're not looking at control, no, this is biomass and grams per plant. And then manganese is the newest cation that I'm looking at in the greenhouse, and these ratings were taken just last week, and biomass is currently in the drying oven, so I don't have any quantitative data on this work, but so far, just according to ratings, no significant main effects or interactions, which would not agree with literature on manganese antagonism of glyphosate. So we'll have to see where this goes. Future research. This study is very young. We will continue 2013 field trials, assess additional weed species at varying growth stages, and also evaluate other cations in the greenhouse, such as magnesium, sodium, zinc, iron, possibly some others. And then other questions that are in my mind, additional herbicides, and also other watering conditioning agents. And I'd like to thank Cotton Incorporated for supporting this research, and I'd be happy to take any questions. Yes?
What rate of AMS do you use overall?
We use the maximum rate on the glyphosate label. I believe it's 17 pounds. Yes? Which salt? We used Roundup Power Max for a product for all the greenhouse work as well as the field trials. Yes?
In your RO controls, you showed it looked like there was an AMS effect, even in the RO. It may not have been significant, but in the absence of a competing cation, why did the AMS increase?
In situations with
where
the RO,
your RO water, there was still an AMS effect on the RO samples.
Yeah.
It looked, it may not have been significant, but it was pretty consistent.
Well, we don't have a complete absence of cations. There are some cations still present in those RO samples, And we had, I showed you RO numbers for, we had two different collection dates, so that was for one water quality analysis. I couldn't imagine that it would be consistent among every treatment.
That's all the time we have for questions for this presentation. Thank you very much.
Thank you.